Today's daf is Krisos daf days, and we are Be'ezus Hashem at the beginning of a new Masechta, Masechtas Krisos. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Arisa. So Masechtas Krisos, as its title suggests, talks about the Oynish of Kares, or more specifically, a Karben Chatos, which one is obligated to bring when he does an Avera B'Shoigig, that had he done B'Mezid, he would have been Chayiv Karis. So what exactly is Karis, and why is it that the Karben Chatos is brought specifically when someone does an Avera Shezdoinoi Karis? So a little bit of an introduction. The Gemara in Masechtas Ma'ikotin, Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph, says as follows. A Braisa, Meis B'Chamishim Shana, if somebody dies when he's 50 years old, Zuhi Misas Karis. It means that he didn't just die, but rather he received the Oynish of Karis. Chamishim Ushtayim Shana, if somebody dies when he's 52 years old, Zuhi Misasoi Shal Shmuel Aramasi. Shmuel Aramasi, as in the Navi Shmuel, died when he was 52 years old. If someone dies at the age of 52, he falls into the category of Misasoi Shal Shmuel HaRamasi Shishim. If somebody dies when he's 60 years old, Zuhi Misa B'dei Shamayim, it's considered Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Gemara brings that Rabba the Amoira clarified this braisa. He said, Amar Rabba, Mechamishim Vad Shishim Shana Zuhi Misas Karas. Meaning, even though the braisa said, Meis Bechamishim Shana Zuhi Misas Karas, it sounds like Karas is only when someone dies at the age of 50, but if he's 51, it's not going to be considered Karas. Says Rabba, that's not the case. Mechamishim Vad Shishim Zuhi Misas Karas. Vahay Delei Choshev Lohu, said Rabba, so why the braisa say Meis Bechamishim Shana? If it's really from the age of 50 to 60, Mishum Kvoydei Shah Shmuel HaRamasi. Because being that Shmuel HaRamasi died between the ages of 50 and 60, he was 52 years old, so Mishum Kvoydei Shah Shmuel HaRamasi, the Tana, the braisa didn't even want to utter those words out of his mouth. He didn't want to say Mechamishim Vashishim Shana, but Rabbi said, I'm an Amoira, Lutayalis, I have to explain the braisa. And really, it's not Meis Bechamishim Shana Zui Misas Karas, but rather Mechamishim Vashishim Shana, that's going to be Misas Karas. In other words, the braisa, the way Rabbi's explaining it is that if someone dies between the age of 50 and 60, it's Karas. If someone dies at the age of 60, it's considered Misa Bidei Shamayim. Incidentally, it's mashma from the braisa that if somebody would die younger than the age of 50, it wouldn't be considered Karas. Just like 60 and older is considered Misa Bidei Shamayim, it sounds like younger than 50 is also not Karas. Meis Mechamishim Va'ad Shishim Shana. Yaakov Emden is Agoy Siyavitz makes the diuk, and he suggests a pshat. But either way, what is the definition of Karas if somebody dies between the ages of 50 and 60? If you go through this Gemara in my cotton daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, it's mavur that there's another aspect to Misas Karas. And that is, just like there's a concept that if someone dies at a certain age, it's considered Karas, it's possible for a person to receive Karas, and it's not considered Karas of Shanim, but rather Karas of Yoim, which means that the definition of the Karas is related not to the age that he was when he died, but rather in the manner of which he died. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara brings a braisa, Meis Pisayim, if somebody dies suddenly, Zuhi Misa Chatufa, it's considered Misa Chatufa. Chalu Yoy Mecha, if somebody was sick for one day and then he died, Zuhi Misa Dechufa, it's considered Misa Dechufa. Shnei Yomim Umeis, if somebody was sick for 2 days and then he died, Zuhi Misa Dechuya. Shloisha, if somebody was sick for 3 days and then he died, it's called Misas Ga'ara. Arba, if somebody was sick for 4 days and then he died, it's considered Misas Nazifa. Chamisha, if somebody was sick for 5 days and then he died, Zuhi Misas Kaladim. And it's Mavu in the Gemara that the significance of someone who died suddenly, which is considered Misa Chatufa, or Misa Dechufa, or Misa Dechuya, and Ga'ara and Nazifa is that all those misais are considered karas. So there's two types of karas. There's karas of years and there's karas of days. Karas of years is if someone dies between the ages of 50 and 60. Karas of years, if somebody was sick less than 5 days before he died. If somebody was sick for chamisha yomim zuhi misas kaladam. But anything less than that is out of the ordinary. Depending on how many days it was or how sudden it was, that would determine the name of the Misa. What's the significance of the fact that it's not a typical Misa? That it falls into the gather of being Karas. In fact, the Gemara brings a Misa. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef, Ki'abi Barshita, when Rabbi Yosef turned 60 years old, he made a Suda. Omar, he said, Nafkili mi Karas. I'm celebrating. I turned 60. So at this point, I know that I can't get Karas anymore. So Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, Nehida Nafkili mar mi Karas Tishni. It's true now that that you're 60 years old, you can't get Koresh Shni anymore. But Mikoresh V'yoymi B'nafuk Mar, how do you know that you're not going to get Koresh of Yoymi? Amalesh, Rav Yosef said, you're right, Abaya. Abenekoit lach mi apal gabiyotcha. Half of the Koresh, I am definitely done with. And isn't that enough of a reason to celebrate? Incidentally, Rabbi Yosef Lishitase, Rabbi Yosef was the one that said, if somebody would tell me the halacha is like Rabbi Chanino, the God on Mitzvah Vaisa, Yosef Misha in a Mitzvah Vaisa, Avidna Yoimatava the Rabbanon. Right, first he thought this way, then he thought that way. So this is Rabbi Yosef again making a Yoimatava the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yosef is celebrating, he's making Tzudas. Over there he's making Tzudas when he found out that he's Mechuyev and Mitzvahs. Here he's making a suda because he's 60 years old and he was nafik le mikares, albeit lapalga. Bottom line is, what you see from this Gemara, Maseches Maikatan, Dabchot Ches Amid Aleph, is that what's the definition of kares? Really two things. There's the more conventional kares, the kares that we're all familiar with, which is the kares of years. There's the rest of the story, which is the kares of days. Kares of years is if someone dies between the age of 50 and 60, even though the Brisa says, Meis Bechamishim Shana, but Rabbi clarified that the time of the Brisa was soysen, he was being a little bit ambiguous, Mishum Chvoidei Shal Shmuel HaRamasi, but really what the Brisa means to say, said Rabbi, is that if someone died between the age of 50 and 60, it's considered Mises Karis. That's Karis of Shni. What's Karis of Yoimi? If somebody dies suddenly, or at the very least, he was sick for less than 5 days before he died, that too would be considered Karis. It's Yadua that there's a Shitas Rashi throughout Shas. Rashi here in Krisos Tapes. Rashi that's quoted in Toises and Masachtes Yivomis Tapes Amin Aleph. It's also Rashi Ala Torah, where Rashi says that if somebody is Chayiv Kares, not only will he die, but Le'aleinu, all his children are going to die as well. In fact, there's certain psukim in the Torah where the Torah says, for certain arayos, not only will the person die, but ariri yiyu. The person will be ariri. Ariri means he's not going to have children. Avraham Avinu told Hashem, v'anihoylech ariri. He's not going to have any children. But the Rishonim are very bothered with this Rashi, and they all disagree, and they say that it's true where the Torah says ariri, that's what it means. But to say that all Chayiv Krisos are ariri, that's a chiddush of Rashi that's worth mentioning. But the truth is that there's really a whole nother dimension to Karis, a dimension that's not discussed in the sugyo in Masechtas Maikatan Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perik Ches, Halacha Aleph, discusses Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, HaToiva HaTzfuna LeTzadikin, Hi Chayei HaOlam Haba, VeHem HaChayim She'eni Mohem Moves, VeHaToiva She'eni Mora. Beautiful Lashonis from the Rambam. Who shekosav ha-toyre l'man yitav lach v'arach de-yomim. And mi pi ha-shmu alam, where does it say that? So you have that nusach by Kibbut Ave'em and you have it by Shiluach HaKan. L'man yitav lach, what does that mean? L'oylam shekuloi toiv. V'arach de-yomim, l'oylam shekuloi aruch. Chayim she'eni mohem moves, that's oylam shekuloi aruch. Toiva she'eni mara is an oylam shekuloi toiv. Either way, says the Rambam, zehu oylam haba. So what's oylam haba? It's the toiva that's tzfuna letzadikim, it's chayim she'eni ma'am moves, it's toiva she'eni ma'ra. Says the Rambam, schara tzadikim u she'yisku l'noyam zeh, v'yiyah betoiva zu. Uperoyim harishoyim, hu shelo yisku l'chayim elu, rather, elo, here's the punchline, yichrisu v'yomusu. Says the Rambam, v'chol mi she'eni zoich l'chayim elu, any person that's not zoich l'toiv l'maba, who mace, he's going to die, and not only is he going to die, but his death is going to be such, she'enoi choye l'oilam, elo nichras berishoy v'ovad kebehema. Says the Rambam, v'zehu ha-kores ha-kosev ha-toyra. And that's the definition of kores that the Torah talks about. She'nema hi kores ti kores ha-nefesh ha-hi avoynoba. It says that regarding the Megadev, mi pi ha-shmu ha-lomdu hi kores ba-olam ha-zeh ti kores la-olam ha-ba. Kaloymar, she'oiso ha-nefesh, she'pirshu min ha-guf ba-olam ha-zeh, enoi zoicha l'choy ha-olam ha-ba, elagam min ha-olam ha-ba nechrasa. Says the Rambam, you want to know what kores means? When the Torah says kores, it means he kores ba-olam ha-zeh, but he kores la-olam ha-ba. There's two dinim in Karis. This is the Gemara might cut and dab ches amar alef. That's the Mufurish Gemara. This Karis of Shni, this Karis of Yoimi, depending on how suddenly he died or what age he was when he died. But says the Rambam, there's another way more significant element to Karis. And that is Karis means the person's going to be cut off. He's not going to be zoicha to the toiva that's tzfuna letzadikim. Shehi achayi oilam haba. Kol Yisrael yeshlam chelik loilam haba. Says the Rambam, but a person can lose oilam haba. Like the Mishnah says, ve'elu she'elam chelik loilam haba. And the Rambam says a tremendous chiddush that every single person that's chayiv kares, what it means is he's being cut off. What's he being cut off from? He's being cut off from the toiv atzfuna letzadikim, from the yom shekulei toiv and the yom shekulei aruch. He's not going to be zoicha to oilam haba. The truth is, this Rambam, as we just mentioned, is a very, very big chiddush. The Ramban al HaTorah doesn't quote the Rambam, as he often does, but the Ramban argues with the Rambam. The Ramban is medayik, that when the Torah talks about Koris, so really you find lishoinus of Koris that come in three different ways. Vihine, but krisus pa Torah, shloishen yon. The Ramban, incidentally, is in the end of Parashas Achrimos. Says the Ramban, ho echod, shenema boy v'nichras ho ishahu. You find sometimes the lashon of v'nichras ishahu. You find it many, many times. V'asheni, shenema bohem, v'nichrasu ha-nefashois ha-oisais, or v'nichrasu ha-nefesh ha-himi l'fanai. So you find v'nichras ha-ishahu, and then you find v'nichrasu ha-nefashois ha-oisais. Vashlishi says the Ramban, Shenema behen hikores hanefesh ahi avoy naba. Where you find a double lashon, you find hikores tikores. Says the Ramban, Ubir ha'inyin, and he goes on to explain it in detail. That sometimes a person could do an Avera, he's going to be Chayiv Karis, and for the Avera that he's going to do, the type of Karis that he's going to get is V'nichras ha'ishahu. The person is going to die young, he's going to die prematurely, or he's going to die suddenly. Sometimes, says the Ramban, a person could be Chayiv Karis, where the Karis is going to be not that he's going to die young, it's not going to affect him physically. He can live b'zayhindet in tzvansik gizintahe, but at the same time, he's going to get karis. You know what his karis is going to be? V'nichrasu ha-nefesh ha-isayis. The karis is going to affect his nefesh. Not v'nichras ha-ishahu, the person, the physical human being, but rather it's v'nichrasu ha-nefesh ha-isayis. It's going to affect his neshava. It's going to affect his nefesh. And then you find where the Torah says, he karis b'ilum hazeh, di karis l'ilum haba. That person is going to get a double karis. He's going to get side the chorus in Olam Hazeh, and that person's going to get the chorus in Olam Haba as well. Either way, with the Rambam in Perek Ches Hilchos Tshuva seems to be describing all chorus, and says the Rambam that anytime a person's chayv chorus, not only does it mean Moy Kotn Chav Chesem Adalav, but it also means that he's going to be cut off, he's going to lose out, and when he dies, it's going to be a death she'in chaya la'olam el nichras berishay va'avad kebehema. Very, very strong. The Ramban's not always that way. Sometimes it's that way, but it's not always that way. There's three dinam in karis. There's v'nichras ha'ish, there's v'nichrasu ha'nefashois, and then there's hikaris tikaris, double lashon, hikaris b'ilum hazeh, tikaris b'ilum haba. Regardless, so what's karis? So the simple answer is, someone who's chayiv karis, loyolenu, is going to die young. And the truth is, as we mentioned, it's Gemara Moed Katan, Tavchav Ches Amid Aleph, a braisa with Rabbi's beer. If someone dies between the age of 50 and 60, he's going to be chayiv karis. And that Gemara, it's mavur, more than that, and that is also a concept of karis deyoyme, that how a person dies, regardless of how old he is. Incidentally, the Gemara says if someone's 80 years or older, at that point, there's no karis deyoyme anymore. At that point, if he died pisayim, he was just older already, and that's why he died pisayim. But there is a concept of karis deshni and karis deyoyme. In addition to that, there's a whole nother element. There's a concept of v'nichrasu anefashos, a machloikis between the Rambam, Perek Ches Hilchos Tshuva, and the Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah and Parshas Achrimos. That's all with regards to someone that's over a chayve krisus b'mezid. His oynish is he's going to get karis. Of course, you have to mention, anytime we talk about something scary or something like karis, that's all if a person doesn't do tshuva. But avad, if a person does tshuva, the Rambam says so many times in Hilchas Tshuva that there is an aver in the world that tshuva is not mechaper for us. A person could be chayv karis, but tshuva is mechaper. And the bottom line is that if a person, however, doesn't do tshuva, for that he's going to be chayv karis. Stating that, Masechtas Krisos, although it's going to discuss all the chayve krisus, we're going to see a lot about Karis, certainly in the beginning of the Masechta, but the main topic of Masechta's Krisus is not the person that was over the Avera B'mezid. That's really Soyd Hashem L'Yireyav. That's all in the Ebishter's realm. It's Misa B'dei Shemayim, by definition. That's what Karis is. What we're going to discuss is someone that was over one of the Chayvei Krisus, B'shoigig. So if someone's over one of the Chayvei Krisus, B'shoigig, so what happens to that person? He has to bring a carbon. Which carbon? He has to bring a carbon chatas. Now the truth is, it's not mefurish anywhere in the Torah that you bring a carbon chatas when you do an avera that had you done b'mezid, you would have been chayiv karis. What is mefurish in the Torah is two things. The Torah says in Parashas Vayikra, v'nefesh achas techet ha-mishkaga, me'am ha'aretz. So if an am ha'aretz, an ordinary man, will do an avera b'shoigig, ba'asoysa achas mi'mitzvoysa Hashem, asheloysa yasen av'ashik. He did something that he wasn't supposed to do. It says the Torah, you have to bring a carbon chatas, and then the Torah goes on to describe the two different types of chatas you can bring, either se'ira or a kizba. Psukim in the end of Parashas Vayikra. So when do you bring a carbon chatas? Seems very sasum. The nefesh achas techet ha-mishkog ha-me'am ha-aretz, ba'asoysa achas mi'mitzvoys Hashem, asheloysa yasen av'ashik. Sounds like if you over a loisa, say that's when you're supposed to bring a carbon chatas. How many lavin are there? 365. So it sounds like that would be the criteria for someone to bring a carbon chatas. stating that Chazal said that there's another parasha in the Torah where the Torah talks about a carbon chatos, and that's in the end of Parsha Shlach, tucked away. It says, "V'nefesh achas techet bishgaga." If someone's going to do an avera bishgaga, v'ekriva eis bash nasal chatos, he should go ahead and he should bring a carbon chatos. And then the Torah says, "Torah achas yilochem lo'isa bishgaga." This should be true not only for that person who did that specific avera mentioned in Parashat Shlach, but Torah achas yilochem lo'isa bishgaga. So what avera was being discussed in Parashat Shlach? So that too is not mafurish. But Chazal say that if you look a few pesukim earlier, it says v'chisishku v'loisasu es kol mitzvah yisraela. We're talking about a mitzvah that shackled to all the mitzvahs. Which mitzvah shackled to all the mitzvahs? On the loisasei side, Avodah Zarah. So we're discussing Avodah Zarah, and it's regarding Avodah Zarah. V'mnefesh achas techet bishgaga, v'kriva is bash nasal chatos, he's supposed to bring a carbon chatos. So we learn from Torah achas yilochem, hukshu kol ha-Torah kulo l'Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is an avera that if you do b'mezid yichayev koris, then b'shoyge you bring a carbon chatos. Af kol shesdoina Chorus, the halach is b'shogeg, you're going to bring a carbon chatos. So even though in Parshas Vayikra, it's very sasum, it sounds like basoisa achas mi mitzvahis Hashem, asheloisa a son of Hashem, that would be criteria if you have to bring a carbon chatos. But you have the psukim in Parshas Shlach, which although is also sasum, but you have Torah Shabbat Peh that says that the Torah wrote a specific parsha that if someone's oivet avay dezar b'shogeg, he has to bring a carbon chatos. And then it says Torah achas yilachem loisa b'shgaga, so when makish kol Torah kulo avay dezar is going to chorus, so to anything that's going to chorus b'shogeg, you are going to have to bring a carbon chatos. Now, carbon chatos obviously is a very kachim bigger theme. That's why Mesachtes Krisus is in Seder Kachim. It's not in Seder Kachim because of the Karash Shabbat. It's in Seder Kachim because of the Chate Shabbat. So we're going to learn some festive sugyas here in Mesachtes Krisus as it relates to Karban Chatos. Many of the Gemaras are very, very difficult, but many of the Gemaras are very, very gishmak. Either way, the Mishnah begins listing all the Chayvei Krisus. Zok the Mishnah. Shloichim v'sheish Krisus v'atayroh. There are 36 Averas that if someone is over, he's going to be chayev koris. Habala'e, if someone is boil, his mother, one of the arayas, he's chayev koris. Val eshes av, or not his mother, but his stepmother, his father's wife. Valakal, his daughter-in-law. Habala zocher, mishkov zocher, is chayev krisos. Val abehema, if someone's boil a behema. The isha mevia behema ole, or a woman that is nivala to a behema. Habal isha ubita, if someone is boil his stepdaughter, the isha says, or married woman, abal achoisa, his sister, abal achoisa, his father's sister, abal achoisa, his mother's sister, abal achoisa, his wife's sister, val ishas achiv, his brother's wife, val ishas achiyaviv, his father's brother's wife, val hanido, vahamigade, for oivet avoides kechavim, vahanoisin bizarre the moilech. Moilech was a form of avoid the zara where people would offer their child. Literally, they would sacrifice their child in the literal sense to the Avodah Zarah of Moilach. It's one of the Chayvei Krisos. Ubal Oiv, that's a form of Kishuf. A lot more about these things in the coming sugyas. Umechal Shabbos, v'tomei shachal kodesh. If someone was Tomei and he ate kachim, v'abol ha-mikdash Tomei. Or if someone was Tomei and he entered the Beis HaMikdash, also known as Tumas Mikdash v'kodesh. Avoichel Chelev, if somebody eats Chelev, v'dam, or he eats dam. V'noiser, upigo, v'asheichet umayla b'chutz. Those are two things. If someone shechts b'chutz, or if someone's makriv a korban b'chutz, v'oichel chametz b'pesach, if someone eats chametz b'pesach, Pasuk says he's chayiv koris. Va'oichel va'oisa melacha b'yom kippurim. These are also two. If somebody eats on Yom Kippur, or if somebody does melach on Yom Kippur, he's going to be chayiv koris. V'amefatim es ha-shemen. If somebody recreates the shemen ha-mishcha. V'amefatim es ha-ktoris. Or someone makes his own pitom ha-ktoris. V'hasach b'shemen ha-mishcha. Or someone takes Moshe Rabbeinu shemen ha-mishcha and he smears himself with it. Ha-pesach v'hamilo. Additionally, if someone's mevatel the Karban Pesach, or he's mevatel mitzvahs mila, and the Mishnah says those two things are mitzvahs aseh. Meaning, FYI, even though we just mentioned 36, the first 34 are all mitzvahs lois aseh, the last two, Pesach and mila, are mitzvahs aseh. There obviously is a significance about the fact that it's a mitzvah saseh. Otherwise, the Mishnah would have mentioned it. The significance is related to the Karban Chatos, as we're going to see when we learn the sugyas. Either way, says the Mishnah, Al Eilu Chayov and Al Zdoini Karas. As it relates to all 36 Chayvi Krisos, Yechayiv Karas. Val Shigigaso Yechatos. Additionally, if you do them b'shoigig, you're going to be Chayiv a Karban Chatos. Val Lo Yehoi D'Shalem. Let's say you have a suffix if you did one of the Chayvi Krisos b'shoigig. Because if someone's not sure if he has to bring a Karban Chatos, he has a suffix if he was over. And Aveirush is doinei karis b'shoigig. What's the halacha? Asham Tovli. You bring another different type of garment. Not a chatas, an asham, and it's an asham Tovli. Chutz, says the Mishnah, min ha-metame mikdash v'kadashav, tumas mikdash v'kadashav, which were two of the 36 chayvei krisos. Tumas mikdash v'kadashav, someone that's tamei and he eats kachem. Or someone's tame and he enters the Beis HaMikdash. Those two, if you have a suffix, if you did it b'shoigig, you don't bring a Asham Tali, and the reason is, Mepnei Shehu B'Karben Oyle V'Yoyred, because these are Oyle V'Yoyreds, the V'Rameya, and Rameya Shita is that anything that had you done, B'Vadai, you'd have to bring an Oyle V'Yoyred, if you have a suffix, if you did it, the halacha is, you don't bring an Asham Tali. The Chachamim say, Afa Megadev, another example of a Chayve Krisos that doesn't have Chatos is the Megadev Shinema, because the Pasuk says, Torah Achas Yeh Lochem Lo'isa Vishkaga, Yotza Megadev, it says Lo'isa, there has to be a Maisa, and a Megadev is Eino Yotza Maisa. I mean that he's not doing a Maisa, so it's for that reason he's not included. What about Rabbi Yochanan Shita that holds like Kimas Piv, Havi Maisa, of course, Raid that we spoke about in the beginning of Masechtas Tumura, and Raid that Ezra Hashem we're going to get to over here in Masechtas Krisos. Either way, so the Mishnah really presented a smorgasbord of halachos that are very, very chomer, lavin, that are very, very chomer, they all involve a chayvei krisos. But the Gemara begins with a kasha, and that is minyan olamali. So the Mishnah began shloishim v'sheish krisos batayra, that if you want to count the amount of chayvei krisos there are 36 chayvei krisos. And then he went on to list the 36. And the Gemara's kasha is, we could do the math. We don't need the Mishnah to count it for us. If we really wanted to know how much it is, so we can start using our fingers and figuring out, then we'll come to the number 36. If the Mishnah said 36, there must be a significance. Just one ha'ara before we start the Gemara. And that is that it's interesting that you do find that Chazal counted the Essen and the Lavin. Right? The Gemara in the end of Masechtas Makis, 613 mitzvahs, 248 mitzvahs asay, 365 lois asay, kiminyan yamais hachamo. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perik Yutes, so when he brings all the Elohim Aloikin, all that lois asays for which Yechai Maks, and every time you over a lois asay, you get Malkus. Even though, loosely, if a person's over a lois asay, he gets Malkus. Bittul asay, you don't get punished. If you're over a lois asay, you get Malkus, but we know there's so many exceptions to the rule. There's Lavshen Be'ma Yisid, there's Lavshen Yitik Lasay, there's Lavshen Lazarus Misas Bezdin, there's Lavshen Bechlolois, right? So there's different rules and regulations. You have to read the fine print when it comes to knowing if you are over a lois asay, if that in fact means that you're going to be over a So the Rambam has his Elohim Aloikin. He gives his extended list. You have the short Mishnah in the beginning of the third paragraph of Masechtas Makis. Then the Rambam has his long list, and at the end he says, Nimtzu kol haloikin. If you count it up, how many loikim are there? Masayin v'shiva. It's 207. And he says, Simulahem, you want a simon to remember that it's 207? The words yilaku zeidim. Zeidim are people that do averis. So yilaku zeidim, if you count up the gematria, yilaku zeidim is 207. Rabbeinu Bachya says that the Torah refers to Malkus as the nilka makor rabba. Rabba is also the gematria 207. Reish beis he is 207. So either way, the number is 207. So you have 365, then you have 207 for which you're going to get 207 for which there's going to be Malkus, and then you have 36. For which there's going to be karas. So obviously there's a cheshbin, maybe a significance of a simin, there's a nice way to remember. But for the Mishnah to say it, for the Mishnah to begin with these words of shloishin v'sheish krisos batayra, there must be some significance, and that's the Gemara's question. Minyano wamali zok the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, the reason the Mishnah mentioned 36 is to teach me a very important halacha, and that is shemason kulam helam achas, that what would be if somebody did all 36 Averis, the Helem Achas, Chayav al Kol Achas V'Achas. So how many Karbonos Chatas would he have to bring? Would he have to bring one Karbon Chatas, or would he have to bring 36 Karbonos Chatas? So the Mishnah said 36 to teach me that it's possible that you'll have to bring that many Chatois. Because al Kol Isser V'Isser that you were over, you're going to have to bring a special Karbon Chatas. So what exactly is a Haloma? Haloma, the definition means that you forgot. So when do you bring a carbon chatas? When you do an aver b'shoigig. If you do an aver b'shoigig, that means by definition you forgot something. So what did you forget, or what did you not realize? Either you didn't realize that what you're doing was aser, or you didn't realize what you were doing. Meaning, you know, it's aser to eat chametz on Pesach. I just thought this was okay. I didn't realize that it was really chametz. So you could be a shoygig by not realizing what you're doing, or you could be a shoygig, also known as an oyma mutter, by thinking that what you're doing is mutter. Regardless, there has to be some element of halama. If there's no halama, then by definition, you're not going to be a shoygig. What happens if someone does the same avera multiple times, the shoygig? So you do the same aveir, someone eats chametz, and eats chametz 7 days straight, Pesach, he just ate chametz. And it was behelen. So what's that? Are you going to be chayiv one karis? Are you going to be chayiv karis for every kolshu or every little bit of chametz that you ate? So really what it depends on is how many halamas were there. If it was one halama, you just didn't realize that this week is Pesach, you thought Pesach's next week. And you ate the whole week chametz on Pesach. So being that it was one halama, the halama is what defines the amount of chatois that you're going to bring. All you're going to have to bring is one carbon chatos. If it was several halamas, so you remembered and then you forgot and then you remembered again and then you forgot again. So b'kahai gavna, for each halama, you're going to have to bring a special carbon chatos. The question that the Mishnah was coming to address is what would be if somebody was over multiple Yisurim, multiple Chayvei Krisos, Behelam Echad. So the same Aveir, Behelam Echad, we know you're only going to bring one Chatas because it was only one Halama. What if it was multiple Aveiris, Behelam Echad? So do you say that it's one Halama, it's only going to be one Chatas? Or do you say it's multiple Aveiris? That's the Mishnah. Minyan Olamali, Rabbi Yochanan said, it's coming to teach me this Halacha, that if you did all the Aveiris, Behelam Echad, you don't say, oh, it's one Halama, so it's only going to be one carbon Chatas. No, over here you're going to be chayiv al kol achas va'achas. One halama begets one chatos when it's the same avera. So within one avera, what's mechalik the chatos? How many halamas were there? There's other ways to be mechalik the chatos as well, as we'll see in some of the intense sugyas coming later in the Masechta. But for what we need for this Gemara is that halamas are a mechalik when it comes to chatos. If it's the same avera, then you're chayiv al kol helen v'helen. I'll call halama v'halama. But if it's multiple averos, so then the halach is, even if all the averos were done behelam achas, still the halach is going to be chayiv. I'll call achas v'achas. Says the Gemara on a similar note. So how did we learn to the Mishnah? Avos melachis abam chaser achas. This is a better known Mishnah. Our Mishnah in the beginning of Masechtas Krisos, not everybody knows. This Mishnah everybody knows. How many avos melachis are there on Shabbos? 40 minus 1, 39 malach. It says, what do I need to know? Lamites malach. I can't count and figure out lamites myself. The Mishnah has to tell me lamites malach. Says the Gemara, yeah. It's teaching me halach. Same halach. So, kulam helam achas. Chayiv al kol achas v'achas. If somebody would be over the lamites malach is v'helam achas, would you be chayiv 1 or would you be chayiv 39? Same shayla. On the one hand, it was helam achas. Then again, it was multiple averes. And here it's even a bigger chiddush, because here all lamites malachas are really one. They all fall under the same lav of loisasa kol melacha. It's really all chil Shabbos. It's all mechalele mazuma. So you would have thought that maybe here for sure behelam achas you should only be chayiv one. There too, the halacha is all 39 melachas, 39 chatois, even if it was done behelam achas. So another mishatatan arba mechusar kapara. And this is a mishnah that's later in the masech. It says that there are four people that are tame. They're so tame that they're not letting eat kachim unless they bring a carbon. Yana lamali. So why did the Mishnah have to count for us as the Gemara? Lafuke b'Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. It's coming lafuke Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Dama, who said chamisha. Tanam, we learned to the Mishnah. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov oimer. Ger mechusei kapara ad sheyizorek dam alpes. And the Mishnah over there lists the four mechusei kapara. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, halacha is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds that if someone is megayer, so he was a non-Jew and he's going through a conversion process and he didn't bring the carbon that a ger is supposed to bring. So today, how does somebody become a ger? So it's mila and tefillah. Obviously, kabbalas, mitzvahs, etc. But in terms of the ritual aspect of it, mila, tefillah, that's how you become a ger. Once upon a time, b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakeim, there was a third thing that every single ger had to do. He also had to bring a carbon. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that until he brings the carbon, he's a mechusa kapara. You can't eat kachim. Either way, so according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there's a fifth. So the Mishnah mentioned four, ahachi tani arba, so that it should be clear that the Mishnah is the like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Meaning, had the Mishnah not said four, and the Mishnah would have just listed the four, then you would have thought that maybe there's really a fifth. Tana v'shaya, Mishnah mentioned four, but really the Tana of the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that there's a fifth one. Why it didn't mention it? Kasha from Meisel, Tana v'shaya. But really there is a fifth one. That's why the Tana of the Mishnah said, no, arba mechusrei kapara, lafuke Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which of course is a chiddush, because Mishnasei shel Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is kav v'naki. So we know that Talach is always like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So if you have a Mishnah that's the like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, That's newsworthy. Now, we know the Rosh says that Mishnasei Sholezem Yaakov Kavanochi Kav is Begamatria 102. Kuf Beis, there are 102 times that the Halachas are Kavanochi and Yaakov. So maybe it's not such a Chiddush, but ordinarily, Mishnasei Sholezem Yaakov Kavanochi, why did the Mishnah say Arba Mechusri Kaporo, Lafukim Sholezem Yaakov? So another Mishnah, Hadatnan, and this is also a Mishnah later, in the Masech Arba Nefi and Alazada in King Chicago. There are four people that bring a Karban Chatas, even if they do an Aver B'Mezah. So usually, when do you bring a Karban Chatas? If you do an Aver B'Shaiking. An Aver that had you done amazing, it would have been Chayiv Karas. But you only bring the Chatas when you do the Aver B'Shaiking. The Mishnah says that there's four exceptions to the rule. So why does the Mishnah have to say the number four? Just list the four. Minyana Lamaliz, Akhti Gemara, Lafuke, Midrab Shimon. It's coming Lafuke, Rab Shimon. The time you went to rise, Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon says, Shvuas HaPikadon, Loinitin Zaina Likapar. So one of the four that I mentioned over there is Shvuas HaPikad. Shvuas HaPikad is when somebody goes over to his friend and he says, you have my money. He says, no, I don't. Then he swears he doesn't. And then he says, I lied. Really, he did. So the halacha is, so you have to bring a carbon oil, but you have to bring a carbon, Shvuas HaPikadon. So the question is Shvuas HaPikadon true even if the person lied b'mezid, or only if he lied b'shagig? It's a machloikis. The Tanakama holds, even b'mezid. That's one of the examples of a carbon chatas, even if he did an aver b'mezid. Shimon holds, Shvuas HaPikadon loy nitin zayna l'kapara. Either way, being that not everybody agrees with the list in the Mishnah, Ahachi Tani Arba, to make it clear that we're going to Lake Reb Shimon. So, other time we went to the Mishnah, Chamisha Mevi'in Karben Echad, Al Averis Harbe, Minyan Olam Lis. So, ordinarily, if somebody does the same Avera multiple times, like we said before, if it was done in several halamas, you're going to be chayiv al kol halama v'halama. But the Mishnah says there's five examples where you could do an Avera, the same Avera multiple times, and you're not going to be over or chayev a chatas for each time you did the avera, but rather many averas, doesn't matter. One carbon for all the averas. And the Mishnah goes on to list the five. And again, the question is, he says, the Gemara, because the Mishnah wanted to say what it said in the Sefer. What was one of the examples that were mentioned? That's what we mean when we say Sefer. Nazir in Nitma Tumas Harbe. So the halacha is that a Nazir, during his Naziris, has to refrain from several things. He can't drink wine, he has to let his hair grow. One of the things that a nazir is not allowed to do is not allowed to be metamah to a mace. What happens if a nazir is metamah to a mace? So he has to be noyeg a nazirus to tumah. He shifts gears. He goes from being a tahar nazir to a tameh nazir. And there's a whole hilchas nazirus that the nazir has to follow while he's tameh. During that time, obviously, at the very least, he has to be metamah himself. How do you become tahar from tumas mace? You depart aduma. The paraduma is a 7-day process. Vihiza, bayer mashlishi, bayer mashvi. So he's going to have to be tar. When he finishes, he has to shave his head. He has to bring karbonos. These are not the karbonos that every nazir brought by Shlomas Nazirusai. These are the special karbonos that this nazir tameh has to bring. Additionally, vahayomim arishonim yiplu, all the days that he counted, he loses, and he has to start from scratch. He has to start counting all over again. So the Mishnah over there says an example of a person that did many averos, and he only has to bring one karbon. This is a nazir. A nazir who was metame, he became tummy multiple times during one nazirus, even though he became tummy multiple times. So gedayt chamini, should bring a special chatas for each time he became tummy. Kamash malon, that's not going to be the case. And the Gemara explains, when the shkachas are going to itmi b'shvi, v'chazav and itmi b'shvi, the case is where he kept on becoming tummy on the seventh day, Umani Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, a real Nazir Shita, who holds Nazirus de Tahira, min Shvi hu dechai lole. That when does he start counting his Nazirus all over again? Meaning the Nazir that became Tomei, he had to be Mafsik his Nazirus. He's also going to have to start counting all over again. When does he start counting? Not from the eighth day, but from the seventh day. So again, when he becomes Tomei, he's Tomei for 7 days. It simply takes 7 days to become Tahar. Tumas Meis, the Paraduma. The eighth day, he brings his Karbonas. The question is, do you start counting again from the seventh day after you become Tahar? After the Vihiza all of Bayem HaShvi? Or do you start counting again from the eighth day? So Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that Nazirus de Tahira min Shvi hu dechailola. And it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says the Gemara that this halach is even a gay. Why? The time of Rabbi, because if you can tell it's going according to Rabbi, who holds the one, do you start counting the Nazirus on the eighth day? So the Gemara says, Manav Shach, it's never a gay of the halach. Why? Keeping the Nazirus de Tahira min dechailola, because meaning you don't become a Tahir anyways. Meaning you don't start counting the Nazirus Tahir until the eighth day. Hey, Chimishkach Aslo, Eden Itma B'Shvi, if it's talking about where he became Tommy on the seventh day, and then again he counted and became Tommy again on the seventh day. This is talking about where a person did an Avera again and again. It's not multiple Tumas in multiple Nazirios. It's one Tumas Nazirus. It's Chada Tumari, never came Tar. It's one Toma Richter. So V'chayra, according to Rebbe, this halacha, the Mishnah is not Nogeya. Because Enveden it no B'Shvi, and if he became Tomei on the 8th day, V'chazim it no B'Shvi, even the Yotzim, Yishar, Ruud, Lahavi, Bakarbin, Chayva, Kalachas, V'achas. Why shouldn't you be Chayva, Kalachas, V'achas if it happened on the 8th day? 8th day, you already finished your 7 days of Tuma. Elish, Mom, you know Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, must be he's going according to Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. Again, this is not really our sugya, but must be he's going according to Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda that holds that you start counting your Naziris on the 7th day. Being that you start counting on the 7th day, so the 7th day is still the 7th day, but you could start counting it. So we can look, being that you could start counting your new Naziris on that day as if it's really a new Naziris, the halach is if you become Tomei on that day, you're not going to bring a special set of karbonas. You're going to be yoitza with one set of karbonos, even though the tumma happened again and again on the 7th day, which was the day that you could have started your naziris. So you could have looked at it as a new naziris. Maybe it should beget its own set of karbonos. Kamash malon that it's not though. It says Umay Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. What's the makar to this machlokes Rebbe Yosef Yehuda? If a nazir that became tummy starts counting his naziris, the tyrant should he start counting on the 7th day or the 8th day? Mor says the Tanya. It says in the brayso of the kidesh es roishoy bayoyim hahu. So the nazir starts counting his naziris all over again. The kidash es roisha, right? He makes his head holy by not cutting his hair. But either way, he starts his naziris again. What's the bayoyim mahu? That's the question. Bayoyim havas karbonos of divi Rabbi. Rabbi says the day brings the gemaras, which is the 8th day. Rabbi says Yehuda v'yom teglachtoi. It's the day that he does the teglachas. Regardless, when the Mishnah said chamishim mivim karbon echad alaveris harbe minyan olamali, what is it referring to? It's coming. Le Afuke Rebbe, because the one of the five only works with Shitas Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda as it relates to nothing. And we learned another Mishnah also later. Chamish Mevi'in Karbon Oil V'Yoyrid. The five people that bring the Karbon Oil V'Yoyrid. And Yom Lomit. Then the Mishnah goes on and lists the five that bring an Oil V'Yoyrid. So again, what's an Oil V'Yoyrid? An Oil V'Yoyrid is a Vera that someone has to bring a Karbon Chatas, but rather than bringing a standard Karbon, regardless of how much you could afford, the value of the Karbon varies, it fluctuates based on the person's financial situation. So if he can afford to bring behemoth, that's the best, he brings behemoth. If he can't afford to bring behemoth, he can bring Shnei Toirin, Oi, Shnei Bnei Yoin. If he can't even afford that, he could bring the Minchasani, which is the holiest of all, but he could bring the Minchasani. It's called Oyla V'Yoirid, not because it's a carbon oil, it's a carbon chatas. It's called Oyla V'Yoirid because it's Oyla V'Yoirid. It goes up and down the price or the type of the carbon based on how much it is. Regardless, and the Mishnah says there are five people that bring an oil of a yard, and then the Mishnah lists them. If we're listing the five, because it says over there in the Sefer, Nasi Kayoitze Behem, that a Nasi doesn't bring carbon oil of a yoyred. A nasi is excluded from the oil of a yoyred. Tani Chamisha is for that reason that it said five. La fuke mid Rebbe Eliezer, the aman nasi may be sire. Meaning the mission over there, Bederich Agav, discusses what about a nasi? A nasi is unique because when a nasi does an ordinary aver b'shoigik shezlein akaris, he doesn't bring the standard carbon chatas, which is a kisvor seira. Right, he brings a sa'ir. So he doesn't have the option of the female goat or the female sheep. He has to bring a male goat. Why? That's the way it is. It's gzeiros hakasef. It's psukim in the end of parshas vayikra. So that mishnah discusses that just like the nasi is unique in terms of what his ikar chatas is, it's also unique as it relates to the carbon oil of yoyred. And there happens to be a shitas Rebbe Eliezer that holds that a nasi who doesn't aver that oil of a yoyred has to bring a carbon chatas. It's just not the oil of a yoyred. What he brings is the sa'ir. So it comes out that when the Mishnah said chamisha mevi'in carbon oil of a yoyred, it's not necessarily true. Because there is a nasi who for these averas wouldn't bring a carbon oil of a yoyred, he would bring a sa'ir. So lafuke mederab Eliezer, it's a little bit of a stretch, but lafuke mederab Eliezer, we mentioned five oil of a yoyred, because there is a Tana that holds that for these Averis, you wouldn't bring an oil of a Yairid, but rather you would bring this typical Sire. Who is that? Rebbe Eliezer Shita that says that just like the Nasi is different in terms of what his regular Chatas is, so too he's going to be different as it relates to the oil of a Yairid. Suha de Tanan, a better known Mishnah. Arba avos nezikin, ashar v'habar. Why the Mishnah have to say Arba Avos Nezikin? So the Gemara asks this kash in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Kamma as well, and says the Gemara here what it says there. There's a Rabbi Oishia that holds it's not Arba Avos Nezikin, but there are 13 Avos Nezikin. Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Oishia Minyan Olam. The Kohen Rabbi Oishia, why did it have to say 13? What's he coming lafuki? The Tana that says 4, it's lafuki Rabbi Oishia. But the Tana that says 13, what's he coming lafuki? Lafuki Rabbi Chia. Dama Esrim Arba Avos Nezikin to say 24. Rabbi Chia. Why do Pchia have 24? What's he coming lafuke? We're out of things to exclude. Mar says, no, lafuke, meiser or mefagel. If someone's meiser, someone masters in somebody else, He's a mazik. If someone's mefagel, he has a machshavas pigel. Those are two examples of where even Reb Chiya holds they wouldn't be treated as obvious hazikin. Why not? So the Gemara over there, the hezek sheni nikka, the Gemara discusses it over there in the beginning of Masechet Bava Kama, daf hei amud aleph. Remember Rashi and Bava Kama, daf hei amud aleph? So Rashi, we didn't discuss this in Bava Kama. We actually discussed in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim, which feels like a long time ago. But regardless, in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim, we spoke out many times. Rashi and Bava Kama, daf hei amud aleph. On this Gemara, lemeute moiser mefagel. Zok tehil gerashi. What's mefagel? Reb Chiya said 24 of us nazik, not 4, not 30, 24. What's the definition of pigle? Zok rashi. Koyin sheshachat korbani shal Yisrael. A koyin that was shechting a Yisrael's korban. It was a chatos. And he had in mind when he was bringing the carbon chatos, l'shlum shlom, that it should be a shlom. It says, Rashi, eina carbon oilu l'chayvah z'bayla. The carbon is not oilu l'bayla l'shem chayvah, v'tzarech acher, and you have to bring another carbon. So Zok, Rashi, what's a pigle? You want to know a pigle? You learn about the kama, you don't know what pigle is. When you learn zvachim, you know what pigle is. But when you learn about the kama, I don't know what pigle is. So what is it? Right, you're gonna go to brisket. So what's pigle? So Rashi, you want to know what mefagel is. Somebody was bringing a carbon chatos, and when he was bringing the carbon chatos, he had in mind that he's bringing a shloim, that's what a carbon, that's what pigle is. That's shloim l'shma. You were bringing a chatas and you had in mind l'shum shloim. Pigle is you were doing one of the dalal avodas adam and you had in mind to eat the meat or to be makdei murim or to do the zrika chutz lizmano yochutzam kaima. Chatas l'shum shloim is the first mishnah mesecht esvachim. That's textbook shloim l'shma. Is l'chayra Rashi is merafs in igri. So we spoke out at the time for Rab Asher Arieli, the Shiva. So Rab Asher Shlita said that maybe what Rashi means is not that you brought a carbon chatos and you had in mind to bring a carbon shlamim. What Rashi meant to say was that a chatos is kodesh kadoshim, and as a result, it's nechal yom v'layla. Shlamim is kachim kalim, so it's nechal shnei yomim v'layla achas. You were bringing a carbon chatos and you had in mind to eat the basar, not like a carbon chatos, which is l'yom v'layla, but you had in mind to eat it like a shlamim, 2 days in a night, chutz l'zmanoi, later than you're supposed to bring it. Rashi didn't mean chatos l'shum shlamim. That's shloim l'shma. Rashi knows pigle is. What Rashi meant to say was that you were bringing a carbon chatas and you had in zin. There was a lot of ray. We spoke at Ha'orah from the Brisker Rav, the first shir from Yeshua, Masech Tezvachim. The income of Kermel Harach. Either way, Amamar, the Mishnah said, Shemasah, Kulam Helam Achas, Chayiv Al Kol Achas Va'achas. If somebody does all the 36 Chayiv Krisas Helam Achas, you're going to be Chayiv Al Kol Achas, even though Halomais are Mechalek, meaning the Helam Echad usually only Chai one. That's if it's the same Aveir. One Aveir Behelam Echad, you can only be Chai one. But all 36 Chai V'Krisos Behelam Echad, you're going to be Chai V'Akol Achas V'Akha. Says the Gemara, Bishlam, Upat Al-Gam, the Masa Samri, Bishlam, I understand that you can't say that if somebody would do all the Chai V'Krisos in the Mishnah, you wouldn't be chayiv koris at all. Because many of the chayiv krisos that were mentioned in the Mishnah were arayas. And by arayas, it says clearly, that if you do from the toyevas o'elo, you're going to be chayiv koris. So you see clearly that there's koris for individual offense. You can't tell me that you have to do everything in order to be chayiv koris. I mean, there's so many places where it says in the Torah Kars, maybe you have to do everything in order to be Chayiv Kars. That's for sure not. Because you see in the parish of Arayas that it's not that way. But the Gemara's question is, how do you know that loch of the Mishnah? Meaning, minyan Allah Mali, the parak starts with a number, right? The Masechta starts with a number, 36. Minyan Allah Mali, says the Gemara, it's a very important Chiddush, that if you do all the Averos, if you do many Chayiv Krisis Pelam Achas, Yichayiv Kol Achas V'Achas. Gemara's question is, Mehecha Tesa. I understand that there's a Kars for each one. I know that from the Parsha of Arayas. Mikol. So you see already from all, meaning one erva is already enough for a karas. But how do you know that if you do over all the behelam achas, you chayiv for order? Maybe you only can be chayiv. I mean, if you do one, you chayiv one. If you do 36, you also chayiv one. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Lekachi also karas b'chayis lechalik." Because the truth is that if you look at the psukim regarding karas, so the Torah says that if someone does is over one of the arayas, ki kol asher yasim yikol to eva so eila v'nichesu anafashos leis b'keravam. You're going to be chayiv karas, and then by the erva v'achoysai, the Torah says again, you're going to be chayiv karas. The isha sheikach asachoysai basov v'basimoy v'ruah servasa v'tira servasoi chesed hu v'nichesu le'enei bnei amam ervas achoysai gila v'nisos. It says v'nichesu regarding the erva v'achoysai. Why the Torah have to chazer over that by achoysai this karas? It's no different than all the arayas. It already said ki kol asher yasim yikol to eva so eila v'nichesu. So why does it have to say again by achoysai v'nichesu le'enei bnei amam ervas achoysai gila v'nisos to teach me that even if you do one or if you do many, you're going to be chayiv for each individual one. That's what lechalik means. That you'll be chayiv for each one. Ask for Rabbi Barabai. Im achoyz et parakon lechayiv chada Allah. V'kulon kivin the behelam achas loy mechayiv alachas. Maybe only achoyz. Maybe achoyz is different. It's true. The Torah is single that achoyz. Maybe to teach me that for achoyz, there's a separate car. So someone did all of them. Included was achoyz. You'll be chayiv. You'll get. There'll be karas for achoyz. Meaning you'll have to bring a chatas for achoyz, and you'll have to bring one chatas for everything else. But how do you know that each one individually begets its own chatas? Maybe only achoyz. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Bibi mi lesa yehoda tanya. For Rabbi Bibi kasha, it sounds like he forgot one of the yud gimel midas shatara nedreshes ben. Kol dov ashoy bechalal v'yotzam and achalal lamid. Look, lamid al atzma yotzah, lamid al klal kula yotzah. That if something was bechalal and it was yotzam and achalal, it's not only coming to teach something about itself. It's the lamid al klal kula yotzah. Okay, so what's the makar to that? We learn it from the laws of tumah by kachim. It says v'nefesh asher toichal basar. Regarding the carbon shlomim, if someone is tameh and he eats from a carbon shlomim, he's chayiv karis. And it says already that if someone's tameh and he eats all kachim, he's going to be chayiv karis. So why did Torah have to chazer over by shlomim? It's opposed to kachim bedek habayis. Tamura, that you're not going to be chayiv. But either way, you see this rule. The Torah said that if someone's tummy eats kachem, he's chayiv karas. Then it says if someone's tummy eats a shlomim, he's chayiv karas. So what's the halacha? Only if you eat a shlomim? No. Shlomim is lelamid ala klal kula yotza. Similar to shlomim. What's unique about shlomim? It's kachem mizbech. As opposed to kachem bedek habayis. So what's Rabbi Barabayis kasha? It says for all that rayo is chayiv karas, meaning you have to bring karban chatas. Then it says for achoysoi, you bring a separate chatas. Why would it be havamina only achoyse? Shouldn't achoyse teach me on the entire cloud? So the Gemara says, yeah. Rabibi bar Abaya knew that. Amalach Rabibi bar mina. Avada, I understand that. But lad mi amr tosim yatsu kachem bedek habayis. That's poshit that when Shlomo was yatsam and aklal, it was coming to teach me something. What was it coming to teach me? Dafka kachem izbech, not kachem bedek habayis. Here too, I agree achoyse is going to teach me something. I don't mean only achoyse. But it's going to have to be similar to achoysoi. How so? Ma achoysoi miyuchedashi erva. Achoysoi is an erva. It's also an erva that's never going to be mutter. A sister can never be mutter to a brother. Nothing can happen that could change that. Av kol she'in lehet b'chayoyisro. So to maybe, the only time you say l'chalik, the only time you bring a separate chatas for a chayvei krisos, even if it was behelam echad with others, is if it's a zasort iser, that's ein loheter. Yotza eishas ish, yeish lehet b'chayibayla. As opposed to which one? Eishas ish. Because eishas ish, ha'ide gerishin will be mutter. She won't be an eishas ish anymore. So an eishas ish only while she's married. It's possible while she's alive for her not to be an eishas ish anymore, obviously. So if that's the case, then maybe eishas ish is not dumi da achoysoi. And just like we excluded bedek habayis from the halacha of tumas kadoshov because it's not similar to shlomim, maybe we should exclude eishas ish. So Rabbi said, how do you know eishas ish? Says the Gemara. And what's the teretz to Rabbi Barabai? So now that we understand Rabbi Barabai's kasha, what's the teretz to Rabbi Barabai? Again, what's Rabbi Barabai's kasha? We're trying to understand, how do you know you bring a separate chatas for every chai bekrisos that you did behelam echad? Maybe not. Maybe behelam echad you only bring one chatas. What was the teretz? Achoysei was yotza l'chalik. The teretz singled out chorus by achoysei to tell me, not that there's chorus, but that there's a separate chatas for achoysei. Separate chatas for achoysei. It should be a separate chatas for all the chai bekrisos, even if they were all done behelam echad. Mar says, maybe only dumi da achoysei. Maybe only dumi da achoysei. The teretz is, I'm Rabbi Yoina. V'yitemer Rabbuna Breid Rabbi Yeshua. This is Noshim and Ezekin 101. Amakro ki kol ha-sheyansim, kol ha-toyevois, hukshu kol ha-rayas kulam la-choysei. All the rayas are hukish la-choysei. Ma achoysei chayom alev b'fnei atzmo. Av kol chayom alev. Once we know achoysei, we know everything because of what's known as the hekesh of Rabbi Yoina. This is Amar Rabbi Yoina, hukshu kol ha-rayas, also known as hekesh of Rabbi Yoina. The point is that once you know achoysei, you're going to know everything else. We'll stop here. A little more raid. So in the we just started in Masechtas Krisos, and Masechtas Krisos talks about kares, specifically the halachas of chatas, that if somebody does a chayve krisos b'shoigig, he's going to be chayiv a carbon chatas. It's yodua akasha from the Maral Miprag. So the Maral Miprag, we don't have that much from the Maral when it comes to halacha is chedushi agodes. The Maral is the mora de shmeitzer in the world of machshava, obviously. But this is a kasha that's quoted in Tshuvas Noi de Yehuda and Tshuvas Chacham Sofer and Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi with the gedoyle yoylam discuss a kasha from the Maral Miprag. Maral's kasha was that we know that a person doesn't get punished bebezdin shalmata until he's 13 years old. But Bezdin Shalmaila doesn't punish a person until he's 20. Rashi brings it in the beginning of Parshas Chayisara. It's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Pei Tes, that until a person is 20 years old, Bezdin Shalmaila doesn't punish a person. Freak them around me, Prague. If that's the case, someone that's over a Chayve Krisos, B'shoigig, before he's 20 years old, shouldn't have to bring a Karban Chatas. Because when do you bring a Karban Chatas? If you're over an Aveira, she's Doine Karis, B'shoigig. So, freak them around, L'chayra, a person who's not 20 years old is not Chayv Karis. Because Karis is an Oynish B'dei Shamayim. And if it's an Oynish B'dei Shamayim, Bez is not going to punish the person. So if Bez is not going to punish the person, is L'chayra, freak them around, why is it that if someone who's 17, 18, 19, someone who's between the age of Bar Mitzvah and 20 years old that doesn't have a B'shoigig, father brings a Karban Chatas, loy shamanu v'loy ro'inu, that it shouldn't be that way. L'chayra, if the criteria for having to bring a Karban Chatas is that you are even a very B'shoigig, she's doine karis, it sounds like you have to be chayiv karis. Someone that's less than 20 years old is not chayiv karis. Tachroinim discussed this kasha from the Maral. Again, beautiful tshuvas and yesoides that were written to answer this kasha. But I'll tell you a davar chadash, and that is Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gilyonei Hashas. And this is a Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis, the famous Gemara with Yitzchak Avinu, L'Asad Lavoi, who's negotiating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to try to save Klal Yisrael in the end of days. So in that well-known Gemara, we have rate bites on that. So Rabbi Yosef Engel over there says a davar nifla, a pashat alumbus. He says that when the Chazal said that when are you chayev a Karban Chatas? That's if you do an Avera, b'shoigig, that had you done the mezid, you would have been chayev karas. It's not the pshat that the reason you need to bring the Karban Chatas is because you did an Avera that has karas. As if to say there's karas looming, and that's very, very scary. So as a result, bring a Karban Chatas, like this you're going to get kapara. Like this you have nothing to worry about. You did Avera b'shoigig, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. So if you did Avera b'shoigig, there is no karas. There's always no karas. What's the vart? The vart is that the Torah was megala. What type of loisa say has chatas? There are many lavin. 365 kiminyan yamaisacham. There's 207 for chichayim malchus. So how do you know when there's a chiyuv karis? So the Torah was megala with a drasha. Parsha shlach, not a parsha vayikra. It's nowhere in Torah's kainim. You literally have to wait to after the story with the merak. Right? There's so many halachas that are tucked away in the end of parsha. Certain parshias that you pasha never get past a certain point, so you don't even realize what's going on sometimes. Like with the parshas bechukaisa, you don't get past the first Rashi. Yet the last few mesachtas that we learned are all in the end of parshas bechukaisa. So here you have in the end of parsha shlach after the whole story with the merak. And everything. You have the mitzvah of the Nesachim and the mitzvah of Chala. One of the parashas, there's a parash of Chatas. And Chazal said that it's talking about someone that was Oyved Avodah Zarah, B'shoigig. The halacha is he needs to bring a Karban Chatas. And we learn from there that anytime you do an Avera B'shoigig that's similar to Avodah Zarah, you're going to have to bring a Karban Chatas. The point is, what's similar to Avodah Zarah? It's a Chayvei Krisos. It's just a Gilui in the type of Avera for which you have to bring a Karban Chatas. But it has nothing to do with whether there is Karas B'Pail or there's no Karas B'Pail. In other words, when we say that you bring a Karban Chatas for doing an Avera B'shoigig, that had you done the maze, you would have been Chayiv Karas. Is Karas the Siba or is Karas the Sivan? Classic Yeshiva Shechakira. Is Karas the Siba? The reason you bring a Karban Chatas when you do an Avera Shazdoin Karas B'shoigig is because you did an Avera with his Karas? Karas is the reason? This Karas, you better make a Karban. You did a B'shoigig. I know, but it's a Chayiv Krisis B'shoigig. Nobody wants Chayiv Krisis, even B'shoigigs. So go ahead and make a Karban Chatas. Oh no, it's not the Siba. You're not bringing a Chatas because of the Chayiv Krisis Shabbat. It's just a Simen. You're bringing because you over a Loisa say. How do I know which Loisa say? A Loisa say that has Karas. When is it a Gay Karas? Well, if you do a B'mezid, you got a little B'shoigig. When you're 20, you're punk 17. That's not the point. It's just the simen in the type of voice I say that's mechayev achatas. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel that it's pasha to him that this halacha of chayvi krisos b'shoigig you bring a chatas is not because there's a chatas. Is not because there's a chorus. It's not that the chorus is a siva. It's a mernet simen. At the end of the day, if you're over this aver b'shoigig, it doesn't matter how old, as long as you're old enough to bring a carbon, which means you bar mitzvah. At that point, it's pasha, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. So the morale's kasha was lamaisa. There's no chorus. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Why do you need chorus lamaisa for? You need chorus. Karis is just the definition of the loisa, say, for which you're going to be chayiv to bring a carbon. Meaning, bishloima, if the havana, the machshava is, it's a maral, so you have to understand the machshava. Bishloima, if the machshava was that the chatas is being mechaper on the karis, then the maral's kasha is a reason to kasha. But says Rabbi Yosef Engel, it's not that the chatas is being mechaper for the karis, there's no karis anyways, you did a b'shoigig. It's just a simen to know what type of lav you're supposed to bring a chatas for. This is a lav that has karis. Punk that's for when you're 20, just like for when it's b'mezid. The bottom line is, that's the morale's kasha. But the Chacham Tzvi, in a tshuva, It's in Tshuva Memtes. He has a long Tshuva regarding the name of the Tshuva is Yishuv Kushyas Maral Miprak. Beautiful. But either way, at the end, he says, Ve'efsha Hayil Farish. He said, you could say even more Pashup Shah. And that is, we spoke out in the introduction, just to come full circle, that there's really two dinim in Karis. This Karis, as in the Gemara, Moy Katan Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph, where if someone's Chayv Karis, he will die between the age of 50 or 60. Or maybe he could be Mace Pisayim. He can die suddenly. Point is he's sick for less than 5 days and then he dies. Karashni, Karas Yoimi. That's one idea of Karas. But there's another idea. There's the idea of the Rambam in Perek Chesel Cheshuva. That the Ramban says a little differently in his Pirush Al HaTorah and Parashas Achrimois. And that is he Karas Boilam Azet, he Karas Boilam Abba. V'nichrasu hanafoshois. Not v'hichrati es ho'ish. But v'nichrasu hanafoshois is a concept of Karas in the Neshama. Karas of the Nefesh. Says the Chacham Tzvi, this idea that we find that Bezdin Shalmaila doesn't punish until a person is 20, that means Oinchim Bayom Hazeh. So a person won't be punished in this world, Bidine Shamayim, when he's less than 20 years old. But in Dinesh, but as it relates to the Olam Haba, as it relates to if a person who's less than 20 years old, if he dies Lo Yaleinu, Avadi is going to have to give Din V'cheshmen for everything he did between the age of 13 and 20. There's no free pass for anything that a person does until he's 20. Doesn't show Milo doesn't punish until a person's 20. Punishments Baal Mahadein. But Baal Mahadasi, Baal Mahadikshait, of course a person's gonna have to give Din V'chesh when you become Bar Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, it gets intense, it gets serious. It's not your father's cheshbon anymore, it's your cheshbon. At this point, you have to take life more seriously because it's Char V'Einish, there's Din V'chesh, even if for what a person did before is the age of 20. So being that in Karis, there's two dinim. This Karis says, no, you can't look up, now then there's the other din of Karis. That din of Karis a person has even before his 20. If that's the case, it's Vaiter and Averish is Boyne Karis. If it's Vaiter and Averish is Boyne Karis, you're still going to have that halacha. Just tell you, Bederich Agav. Amish Bederich Agav, Ben Benoy Shal Agav. In that piece from Yosef Engel, so it's a Mesachta Shabbos, Dav Peites Samed Beis. So he's talking about this concept that Bezdin Shalmaila doesn't punish a person until he turns 20 years old. So he brings from the Shailas to Chuvas Lachme Toida from the Mari Basan, who said as follows. He said that a Gerish Shenes Gaya, we know is Kekotin Shenoyla Dami. And if that's the case, the first 20 years after his gerus, he's considered a pachas mi ben esrim shanim, and he's not going to get punished. The truth is that there's already a basis to this chiddush in the Tosfos Yontif and Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah ben Arbam Labina Ayin Sham. We don't have time, but then he says even a bigger chiddush. He says, and I quote: "V'chein chacham chasan v'nasi avdina luravcha min shmaya shaloi lahanisham ad chaf shanim miyom shenismanu hachacham." He says that a chacham, a nasi, and a chasan, there's an element of kekatan shenoyel adami there too. And for the first 20 years after a person becomes a chacham, becomes a nasi, not everyone's zoicha to that. But when also when he becomes a chasan, he gets married. So 20-year anniversary is serious. But at that point, there's a concept of the first 20 years, there too, he has a din of someone that is treated like a pachais mi ben esrim shana. He's treated like a pachais mi ben esrim shana that in bezin shamayla, they're not going to punish him. I think a remes to this is the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yudal and Meralef. Amar Rabbi Lazar, ein adam oilu legdula, elim kein nimchulu kol avinoisa. So you find there is a concept for nasi, ein adam oilu legdula. Like the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeri didn't want to get smicha. And then he heard what Rabbi Lazar said, ein adam oilu legdula, elim kein nimchulu kol avinoisa. So he said, you know, it's worth it for mechilas avinis. Chasen also, Chazal say is moichel le'akol avinoisa. Right, so you do it. The Kotzke Rebbe said that the Gemara says in Masech Tes Kedushin, if someone's Mekadosh and Isha, he says, Arei at Mekadosh Asli, Amanasha and Itzad Gomer. You have to be Chayish for the Kedushin, because maybe he had a Hira Tshuva. So the Kotzke Rebbe said, what, he had a Hira Tshuva, he became a Tzad Gomer? Tzad Gomer means Reb Chaim Kanyevsky. Arei at Mekadosh Asli, Amanasha and Itzad Gomer? I mean, did you learn Shas 101 times two, like Ramosha Feinstein did? How did you become a Tzad Gomer? So the Kotzke Rebbe said, no, you have to understand. We're talking about someone who's Mekadosh and Isha. Harei Mekadosh Asli. Chasan is Moichlan Le'akol Avinoisa. So if you're a Chasan, and you were Zoicha to Mechila Savoinis, and you had a Hira Tshuva, then already maybe you could be considered it's a Chasan, could be Zoicha, he could be a Tzadik Gomer, but it's only because of Moichlan Le'akol Avinoisa. The only issue with Lumbus in that Kotzke Rebbe's Vart is that really you don't become a Chasan unless the Kedushin's Chal, and you have to be a Tzadik Gomer in order for the Kedushin to be Chal. Right, Kotzke Rebbe said that the Hira Tshuva makes you into a... we're making a Taruvus over here, but when you become a Chasan, if you're a Tzadik Gomer, you're only a Tzadik Gomer because if you hear a tshuva, which only works if you're a chassan. Yeah. Right, so you have to make this work. There's lumdus on this. But the point is, there's an Amni Meluim and a Rebbe Veger. We could talk about this. Yeah. This is right in the first back of Masechtas Yevamos and then the Masechtas Gittin. But regardless, so this is the chiddush that Rabbi Yosef Engel brings from the Marie Basan. Mamish Dvarim Neflam. I think I saw once in the Paradis Yosef, he brings that the Noida B'Yehuda with Rabbi Cheska Landau, so they wanted him to become Rav in Prague. He didn't want to become Rav. And then he remembered Chazal say, Mamish Rav Zeir is Memra in Sanhedrin, Naf Yudal, and then he was masking him to become Rav in Prague. I think either way, we'll end on this.